we cannot forget.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Never forget.
When I think of 9/11, I think of tragedy, sadness.
97.3.
We will pass this test.
The sky.
And welcome. It is 6:07. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Is it a happy hump day, Trump Day? That will be in the shadows to some extent because it is the anniversary of one of the most tragic events to befall Americans, and that would be 9/11. So at this time, in 2001, Muhammad Atta and Abdul Aziz Omari were already on a plane from Portland heading to Boston Logan International Airport. And then they board one of the infamous flights, American Airlines Flight 11. We'll follow along with the timelines this morning. We will not forget. Incredible tragedy. We won't forget where we were and what we were doing. Now, last night, there was a debate. Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
We carried it live on the sky, of course. Donald Trump and against Vice President Harris. It was, a heated debate. Kamala Harris won the debate. Now, hold on before you get mad at me, before you throw your coffee at the radio.
Please.
What is the debate about? Is it really about substance and getting to the truth? Americans that care already know the truth. Americans that think they care know their version of the truth. Mm-hmm. None of that changed. None of that changed. So what is the debate really about politically? It is about trying to get those few, whether it's 2 to 11% of the voters that supposedly in this day and age are uncommitted.
I don't know who I want.
To those people, Kamala won. And here's why. Perception versus reality. Smoke and mirrors. Allowed to get away with saying things that have been debunked, lies, but at the same time, they are fact-checking Trump in real time. Yeah. And they did it in several occasions. Seven, according to some sources, three that were, like, obvious and over the top. Did you expect anything less from ABC News and the biased way in which David Muir and the other woman, her name escapes me right now, how they presented things? It was obvious. I mean, some are calling it 3-on-1. Was very obvious.
That's reasonable, yeah.
Now, looking back, Monday morning quarterback, of course Trump could have had a better performance. Of course he could have addressed some of the issues better, maybe in a stronger way. He closed it very, very well. I watched it in its entirety. I may have been a wee bit sleepy at the time, but I did. I watched the whole thing, and I thought it moved fairly quickly for a debate. I really did. And so there were some good points in there. But the flip-flopping of Kamala, she's going to get away with it.
Absolutely.
Okay? Lefties always do, because the media is on their side, and, you know, this margin, the small amount of voters that they're fighting over, basically, trying to win over, they're the ones that can be sucked in based on personality, based on what is going on in their life at any particular time. You know what I mean? The last thing they hear or see before they go to the polls can often be a deciding factor.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've seen that.
Yeah. And so we've got... Greg's done a great job of downloading some of the clips we have. So, first of all, the whole January 6th thing. Everybody on the left thinks they're right and that Trump started some kind of riot and he's going to try to destroy democracy. Everybody on the right understands that it was a whole kangaroo court. It was a setup thing. And if you want to go a step further, I'll tell you right now, I believe with all my heart and soul that it very much involved employees of the federal government. I don't want to be too precise or concise, but let's just say FBI/NSA and leave it at that. Definitely some involvement there. That's what these people do. That's what they, except it used to be we would do this in foreign countries.
Yeah.
Now we do it here. So here's January 6th.
It would have never happened if Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington did their jobs. I wasn't responsible for security. Nancy Pelosi was responsible. She didn't do her job.
And David Muir responded by saying, I didn't ask you a question about Nancy Pelosi. And he never snapped at Kamala like that, even though she got around answers on everything. Here's what she did. She prepared very well.
Yes.
And she knew what she wanted to say and what she wanted to get across. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, in most of the cases, it really didn't matter what the questions were. It was going to morph into her answer regardless. It didn't matter if it answered the question. All she wanted to do was get her well-rehearsed talking point out there.
And they weren't going to call her out on that like they did Donald Trump.
And they didn't. Yeah, no. And it was obvious that they didn't. All right, so you've got that going on. Let's talk about Kamala and Afghanistan 7.
I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war.
She made it sound like a win.
Well, what she forgot to mention was that 13 service people died as a result of this hasty retreat that was not well planned. I mean, she did the smart thing. She took a mess and tried to make it look like a win. Now, there are several ways that Trump could have countered that, but she said this $300 million a day in this, you know, endless war. Well, oh, so we quit spending money in Afghanistan, hip, hip, hooray, only to start to send it to Ukraine shortly thereafter?
Yes.
So, if you're concerned about the American taxpayers and wasting money, you're not exactly the poster child for, you know, living within a budget.
No.
So, that was ridiculous. Oh, and then, again, she was wrong on this one, J6. This is cut 8, Kamala.
The president of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital. To desecrate our nation's capital. On that day, 140 law enforcement officers were injured, and some died.
They did?
No.
But she some said died. Some
none
died.
None died.
Huh.
None died.
Did they call her out on that? Did they say, hey, only one did, and it was like the next day from a heart attack?
And that really is a glaring,
yes,
glaring thing that the Democrats, it's another lie that they've clearly been able to get away with. Time after time after time.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating.
Ugh.
You bet.
Yeah.
It's the anniversary of 9/11. As Americans, will we ever come together like we did after that?
Wow.
Or will it take some kind of a mess like that? I hope not. We've got plenty more on the way, including Congresswoman Kat Kamek is going to join us at 8:05. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.